We went to train to San Antonio, Texas. We went to train on a train. We had a whole coach, and we really had lots of fun. They got put on a show one night, and they asked me if I'd do it. I said, yeah, I'd do anything. So I put a stocking over my face and went down and held everybody up. If you ever seen anybody with a stocking on the face?
Yes, ma'am.
Are they the funniest looking things in the world? You can't recognize them. But that was us. And one time we went on a bus, and I got in with the conductor, and I helped him conduct her. They'd call out every place before we got there, where he was going. So he gave me a list of them, and I helped him. And I helped him on the bus and off the bus, and we went to Colorado. Now, where'd we go? Wasn't in Colorado. I mean, we were going to Oregon. We stopped at one place over the night, and in the hotel, I looked out the window, and across there was a Chevrolet truck, had HS Wheel on it. And I said, man, I'm going to get up in the morning and go find that man. That's my husband, H.S. Wheeler. His name was Harris Stone. So the next morning, we had breakfast. And I said, I'm going to find H.S. Wheeler. So I went over there, and he was the nicest kind of footwear fella. So I saw somebody, and I said, can you tell me where Mr. H.S. Wheeler is? He said, yes, he's right up there behind the counter. He had some kind of business there. So I walked out, and I said, Mr. Wheeler, I'm Ms. Wheeler. And I said, I want you to take my picture. I want your picture taken with me out here in front of this truck. I said, H.S. Wheeler is my husband, and I want to go back and show him, tell him I found another H.S. Wheeler. So he came out there. We stood up there. I found that picture the other day. And it had H.S. Wheeler on the truck, and he sat on one side, and I stood on the other side. There's no telling how much fun. Nobody has much fun. We'd sing a while, and we'd talk a while, and we'd visit a while, up and down that bus. Everybody had their seat, you know. They'd go back to it when they got ready.
What other clubs were you involved in?
In the music club, and in the woman's club, and in the civic club, God club, and I'm an Eastern Star, and I was very active in the Red Cross work. I held every office in that, and I was, I made several trips for and with the Red Cross. And the WMU, the Woman's Society, and I've held every office in that, and every office in the in the Home Demonstration Club. And I'm always in a fashion show, and I won every time I got in it. And I won first place in the county, and first place in the district, and second place in the state. We go down to Mississippi State, you know, for our...
Where's Mississippi State?
It's over here to Oxford. And not Oxford, Starkville. And a sign in the Sunday's paper where they're going to make wine there. They got a cheese factory, you know. Mm-hmm. And now they got a German there that's going to make wine. I make wine. I have a German recipe. And I'd have to see what his recipe is, see if it's like mine.
How do you make wine?
Well,
scuppernons.
And grapes, possum grapes. You know, we got wild grapes and scuppernons. I mean, muscadines. That's a black... Scuppernon is what it looks like, mm-hmm. But it has a different taste. They grow all around here.
What other kind of wild berries do you have?
Blackberries, dewberries.
I see. And
of course, we have strawberries, but that's not wild.
Yeah. Oh, you have to grow those.
You have to grow those, uh-huh. But the blackberries and strawberries, blackberries and dewberries, they just grow on every corner and in the pastures and all the ditches and everything, you know. And plums, we have wild plums.
Watch it, he's about to...
Well, come here, bud.
Step on my microphone.
You can't play with that. Sit down. Ooh. Sit down. Get up here and sit down.
Now, what was Memphis like when you were younger? Did you go in much?
Honey, we had to go on a bus to... go on the train to Memphis.
Yeah.
Went on the train to Memphis. Oh, I went on a train my honeymoon.